takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it. Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
What? Raise 10 nothing. Vegan.
The Imaginary Radio Show with the Imaginary Radio Show players. In tonight's episode, we're featuring Brian O.
On my own show, when they leave, I record myself. And I'm funny.
Alicia. Brian M.
Because when you understand.
Oh, yes!
Sherry.
Where are your sawed-off shotguns when you need them?
Lisa.
Famous in my bedroom.
Oh, I didn't mean it!
Bill.
Look at me!
Deidre.
Oh my, my.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of that, we got a feedback on your burps.
Feedback?
Bri, do you care to tell Alicia?
Feedback where?
We got feedback.
Oh.
Feedback.
Oh, from Alex?
For the Imaginary Radio Show.
iTunes, on Facebook, on what?
No, my friend just...
He listened to the show.
Because he knows a lot about computers, so I was just saying, can you help this out? You know, listen to it. And he was talking about the compression and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And he's just like, you know, aside from the burps, everything's fine. You know? And I'm like, it's not all me, it's me and Alicia. And then there was another thing where you said somebody's name wrong. And he was just making fun of me because he's like, yeah, I'm your shoes. You said the drummer's name from Rush's wrong, but which is fine. It's not a big deal. But he's, because we're big Rush fans. So he's like, really? You let that go? I'm like, well, of course, whatever. And I said, well, and I thought I said it. I'm like, oh my God, I said it. I'm sorry. He's like, no, it was your burping companion.
So next time you burp, you have to say, this one's for you, Alex.
There you go, Alex.
Oh, is Alex? Yeah. Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
That's funny. Let's see if I can work one up for him.
I can work up burps?
No.
That's good for radio.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Hang on a second. Let's race.
I don't want to make myself sick.
I do. More fun that way.
You want to make me sick or you?
Both.
No, I don't want anyone getting sick. Brian's burps are nasty.
And of course, they both have to come past all four of us.
I know.
Hang on a second.
Projectile burps. I'm not going to be able to do it. I don't think.
Bill, will you come up with a story or something so we don't have to wait for this?
Intrigued by what's going to happen.
Hang on, I'm drinking seltzer. She's drinking seltzer.
It's bad.
Mm.
It's not going to be good.
Say the whole alphabet while burping.
Hey, Brian, pull my finger.
No.
Well, it's coming. Wow. I don't feel too good.
Oh, no. I'm getting out of the way.
Sure, because he's got salsa coming out, cupcakes.
So I keep having these little ones.
No, I'm working up. It's
I'm working on it, but I keep having these little ones.
Wet burp.
Stand on your head.
Oh, yes.
Now my turn to away then.
Almost.
Oh, wait, let's stop the burps. I got stuff to talk about now. That was for you, Alex. That's your bud. There he is.
Winner.
Oh, it stinks. Why? No, your burps stink.
I know. What does it smell like?
Please describe the burp in as colorful detail as possible.
There's a slight salsa with a chocolate cupcake.
With a hint of cocoa and jalapeno.
Alright, so I'm done.
Good. We just made another segment for the show.
That's awful. That's just bringing us down another level. How much further can we go?
Too many more levels left, Brian. There's always a basement someplace. We're headed straight.
Was that for Alex, too?
Sure.
Okay.
How proud you must be of us.
Oh, God. That's funny.
You guys are the best.
Hi, this is Todd, and you're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Mm-hmm. Are we still doing a radio show, though, or...?
Yeah. It's a crunchy portion of the radio. This is a part of the radio show where we eat.
Okay.
And make lots of noise.
These are slightly stale pretzels.
Mmm.
All right. You ever hear people talk about their? You ever hear people talk about their bucket list?
Yes.
Right. Things they wanted, and like, I don't know, some things.
I've always wanted to buy a bucket. Wow.
These are sweet, like apple.
Right. You have to operate the thing when I'm not around.
Is that right?
Okay, hang on 1 second. I've always wanted to buy a bucket. No, it's not that one. Hey, good. The one next to it. I've always wanted... Not that one. The one next to it. That one. It wasn't a good joke.
It was a crappy joke.
It was horrible. I could tell by the no response.
You have something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
So, bucket lists, right? Some people would like to, like, I'd like to climb Mount Everest. You know what? Like, there are some people's bucket lists that, no, they don't do anything for me. You know what I mean? It would be cool, I guess, maybe to be on top of the mountain to stare off in the distance, whatever. But you know what? I don't know if I really want to be cold. I don't know if I want to, like, you know, physically climb the mountain. Like, even if I had all the time in the world, like, nah.
Yeah, no.
Isn't it funny that, like, you know, some people's, like, top 10 things they want to do, like, you don't care about any of them.
It's weird when you climb those mountains. Like those people that climb mountains all the way to the top, and it's like a very, very impossible thing. You're actually passing dead bodies on the way up.
Yeah.
Like these people die there, nobody taking them down. So you go, your friend, you're pretty much following the same trail because obviously those are the easiest way to get up there. So you walk by, and there he is, and he's just sitting there.
Come the guy that tried easy.
To, well, no, I mean, yeah, and the guy that tried it 50 years ago is just sitting there. Looks exactly the same as he did because he's frozen. I mean, it's the freakiest thing in the world. Mm. It's and because nobody has the energy to take these people down.
That's
just
reactive.
Sitting up there. Yep. No, man. They just leave
still
them
their
there.
Bodies, like on Everest and stuff.
Because it would
like landmarks. Like I reached Fred, and I know I only have another X feet to go. it's weird. It's
it would
like,
be too
cool.
hard to
it's
bring old. Them down.
That's just it. I feel bad because it's like I try to get them down somehow.
But then the people who are climbing have to see them.
Yeah, but they do, because there's nothing you can do. I guess you can't fly a helicopter up at that level.
They're dead. Who cares? How would they get you out if you were alive but injured?
You don't. That's why you wind up on the mountain. That's how these people wind up there. Tired or hurt.
But do you have stuff on a bucket list, Mr. O?
Do I have a bucket list?
Yeah.
You know, I really don't.
I don't either.
I don't. I mean, I would like to go visit a couple places that I haven't visited yet. I would like to go to China. I would like to go to Japan. And I think I'd like to go to... I always mess it up when I say it. Machu Picchu. I'd like to visit those three places before I die.
You know, I've never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music.
Oh, God. You and your puns today. What's wrong with you?
Thanks.
And your backwards socks.
See, it's my socks are on backwards.
You're like upside down. Like right. The heel is on the top of your foot.
I move it around.
Do you have a bucket list, Brian?
No. I'd like to buy a bucket.
I'm not doing it again.
Is it fun than being in control of it, though?
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
I try to get the ones with all the green on them.
Ooh. I would like to see Italy.
Tell my rock story, Brian.
Italy's cool.
Because my mom was born there, so I would love to go to like, where she was born. Yeah.
How cool is that?
She was born, like, all the way up in the top. She was born in Trieste, which the cool part about it is when she was born, on her birth certificate it says Trieste, Italy. But when she left, when she got her passport, she was 7, it was part of Yugoslavia because they were fighting over the territory. It's like this little piece of land in between, like... Does Yugoslavia even exist anymore? It's like Croatia or whatever.
Serbia
there.
And yeah. Bosnia.
And... I guess it is Yugoslavia, but they were fighting over that piece of land. So her passport says Trieste, Yugoslavia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And her dad was Croatian, and her mom was Italian.
That's neat.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yep.
My mother was born in Hoboken.
Please keep in touch with the show via email at imaginaryradio@optonline.net and look us up on Facebook.
So, Brian, you want to tell us about your rock story?
Your lead-ins are terrible. They're horrible.
Well, come on, tell us.
We play the Strawberry Festival, except for this year, regrettably, because it's not happening. But every year we play the Strawberry Festival, and it's a little fair that they just come around, and we play there, and they have whatever, the roller coasters, and the food, and all the little attractions. And the one year I'm walking through it, and there's a fortune teller there. And I don't believe in any of that stuff, but I'm like, oh, this will be funny, go ahead. So I go ahead and read my fortune, lady. So she, she takes you in your hand, and then she's very serious. And then she tells you, what your fortune is. She tells you things like, she's feeling my hands, and she could tell that I'm not a, lawyer. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So she's like, oh, you're a very, very hard worker, and blah, 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 and this and that, and you've gone through, some really rough times. Everything's going to be great from now on, and, this next year's going to be fantastic, and blah, blah, blah. And she tells you all these things, blah, 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 whatever. I'm like, okay, great, no problem. So then she had all these little, rocks on her table, like quartz and things like that. And I said, okay, great. You know what? I'm going to believe you. Why not? You gave me such a great thing. I'm going to believe you. And I'm like, I'm going to take one of these as a souvenir. She said, go ahead, take it. Right? So I kept it in my pocket. And I kept it in my pocket the entire year. And I said, next year, I'm going to get another one from her. So I went, we played the same Strawberry Festival.
Was she selling them? Or did you
No. She was just out there for display.
He just took it.
So I'm like, that'll be my good luck charm.
Okay.
So I'll have a rock. I'll keep it in my pocket. And I managed to keep it in my pocket the entire year. Whenever I took my keys and stuff out, I put down, there goes my rock, there goes my keys, whatever. And it was like a goof. And so then we go back the next year, I'm like, oh, I gotta see my fortune teller. I gotta go see her. Where is she? So I go up to the thing, tent's closed. I'm like, no, the tent's not closed. No, I gotta see her. You don't understand. I gotta get another rock. So then the woman's next to me with the water, shoot the water into the clown's mouth, make the balloon go boom. She's right next to the fortune teller. So I'm like, where's the fortune teller? Where's the fortune teller? I don't think she's here today. I'm like, no, I gotta see her. Like this was a big thing in my life. I'm like, no, but you don't understand. I have to see her. Is she gonna be back? No, I don't know if she's gonna be back today or not. And this is the only day I'm down here. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I'm like, all right, where are you guys going next? And I'm You're like, please obsessed. Don't say Ohio or something like crazy like that. I'm like, please, I'm going to Paramus. I'm like, oh, good. I know what Paramus is. I can make it to Paramus. So I went the first day of the Paramus.
I made a single trip, just...
I had to get the rock. I keep it in my pocket. So then...
Where is it?
Relax. Relax. So then, sure enough, I go to a fair. I'm the first one in. It's right after work. I'm like, oh, I'm going, not going at night. So I'm like, I'm going home. So I'm like, I got to go to the fair. I got to wait for them to open up. I'm like the first guy in the gate. Walk around like, where's my fortune teller? Where's my like a crazy person? And then I can't find her. I'm like, no, this is nuts. Now it's just like I have to find her. I have to get this stupid rock. So I'm like, all right. So I'm looking around. I find, where's the fortune teller? Those two girls over there. And these two very, very, very beautiful 25-year-old girls. I'm like, no. It's not those two.
It's the old lady.
The old lady who,
gypsy that doesn't really exist.
Maybe she was pretty when she was younger, but she was an old lady. Basically, I'm like, no, not those two centerfolds. I need the old lady. No, those are her daughters. I'm like, really? Okay. So then I walk up to them, like, where's your mother? I need to see your mother. I'm not sure where she is, but
say she died.
No, we could read your fortune. I'm like, no, you don't understand. It has to be the mother. So I'm telling these two, drop dead gorgeous 25-year-old girl. Like, no, I don't want to talk. I don't want you to hold my hand and talk to me all nice. I need the old lady. So, and sure enough, her mother comes around the corner, sits down, reads me my fortune, and I said, I had a stone that I took from your table the last time. I'm going to take another one. Can I take another one? She goes, yeah. I said, listen, I kept it in my pocket all year. Just kind of now I was afraid to take it out of my pocket. Something bad was going to happen. So I'm like, what should I do with this one? And I expected her to say, just put it on your, just keep it someplace. She goes, no, you got to keep that in your pocket.
Oh,
you got to be kidding me. I'm like.
So you have two stones in your pocket?
No, I retired.
Sorry.
I retired.
Put in your cellar with your wife.
Brian's at the soundboard. Brian's at the soundboard.
Let it out! Come on.
Brian, where should I put my rocks?
Put it in your cellar with your wife.
Okay.
Alright, so go ahead.
Why don't you let it out when you laugh?
He's gonna cry.
I'm gonna cry.
Brian's by the soundboard today, everybody. I've relinquished the soundboard to Brian, which I very well may do from here on in, because he has such a good time with it.
I'm having a good time.
I know, it's fine, isn't it? Okay, anyway, so then, where was I?
You have two stones in your pocket.
Oh, that's right. And then we started that laughing, and then you played sound effects. Right. So, yeah, so I'm like, oh, she's like, you gotta keep it in your pocket. I'm like, I just kept one in my pocket for an entire year. Now she's telling me to do it again. Like, I don't believe in any of this stuff. You have to understand, I don't believe in any of this stuff. But here's the rock.
Are you serious?
Yeah, this is the rock number two.
Where's rock number one?
No, he replaced it. He replaced it with rock number two. Did you give it back to her?
No, I asked her that, and I didn't think she wanted something that was in my pocket for a year, so I don't blame her. She's like, no, you keep that. I'm like, okay, so I should retire rock one and carry rock two.
Oh, I thought you were carrying both in your pocket.
No. So I carry rock two.
What does rock one look like?
It was green and square. So then whenever I'm just walk around, instead of people like jingle their change, I just...
Is that what they call it?
Yeah. Oh. Whatever. So I have my rock. And I've had it in my pocket this year, too. So now we're coming around to year three. We're not playing the fair.
Oh, because
the fair doesn't exist.
The fair is not there.
Right.
But is it going to be in Paramus?
I hope so, because I got to get another rock. So then I had to go to my mother's house. So I go to my mother's house, and I'm driving down the road, and there's this kid on the side of the road.
Whoa! Alicia's here.
You want to dance? You want to dance?
Oh, come on, don't do it again, please. No.
No, Brian, don't.
Last time you were sick. Oh. Last time you hurt yourself.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
See, mine wasn't forced. Mine came out of your shirt.
Mine aren't forced.
On your shirt.
Oh. Because I don't have enough seltzer to do it anyway. Okay, forget it.
Bummer.
I'm out of seltzer. So anyway, so I'm driving down the street, and where my mother lives in the middle of nowhere. And
there's a kid.
There's a kid sitting with a table. No sign.
No way.
And a chair. So I've been just thinking about, where am I going to get my rock? Now I got to go find this. You want to dance? So I'm like, now where am I going to get this rock? So... He knows where it is.
Come on.
Okay, sorry. Where am I going to get this rock? So there's this kid with the table. So I pull up next to him, like, what are you selling? He's like, shells and little rocks. I'm like, really? And they look like just like some of the stones that the woman has. So first off, you should get yourself a sign here or something. Other than that, he's in the middle of nowhere. Like, I didn't know what it was about.
Right. He was waiting for you.
I guess. So I bought a rock from him, just in case I can't find her. Now I have to carry this one around.
Oh, my God.
What? No. I have to carry this one around, because if I don't find her...
That's what really color is that?
Oh, it's purple.
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of choices.
That's my rock. That's not your rock.
For Alex.
Oh, God.
That looked painful.
It was slightly. But anyway, so now I have two rocks, which I have to keep, and then if I don't find the lady, this one's going to be take my rock, but then I got to find the kid next year, I guess. I don't know how it works.
No, then you need to go back and buy another purple rock just like that for me.
But the funny part was, so then I'm sitting, so I go to my mother's house, do me a favor, go get dressed and buy some shells from this kid, because he's right down the block, he's making no money. Like I gave him $5, all right? I said, well, let me get this one, I gave him $5, and keep the change, whatever. And I left, I said, you got to go there and buy. That was the only money that was there. He had an empty jar. He must have been there for hours. So I'm like, all right, at least he's got $5. So then I said, mother, go get dressed and go down and buy shells from the kid. Just go buy the shells from the kid. So she walks down the block, she buys the shells from the kid. She's like, yeah, like, kid couldn't give change. Like, the only change they had was my $5 bill. So I'm like, just get money. You know what I mean? So she bought like $3 worth of stuff. And apparently the kid had gone to Maine. And the mother was teaching him, like, about business and, you know, how to earn money.
Not very well.
Well, then you could put him in the worst spot.
The marketing techniques were...
No sign.
No sign. Like, I thought he was just sitting there enjoying the day, but it wasn't a nice day.
Oh, no.
It wasn't a nice day. Quite. So I'm like, I didn't even know what he had.
Best part of your story is when you go and you get the second rock from the lady.
Yes.
And you're like, all right, now what am I supposed to do now? She's like, all right, keep it in your pocket. Like, this is some kind of rule. She's making it up.
I know, because I just told her that I said, listen, I grabbed, hey, look at this. I actually came to find you. So I had a good year, I guess. I didn't drop dead. Everybody else is alive. I guess, all right.
What if she told you to wear it, like, in your sock?
No, I couldn't.
She should have.
I know. I would have had fun with it. But then, so, I'm like, well, this one I kept in my pocket, like, all year. So, what's with me? I do the second one. Oh, God. So now
he would have ended up with some bone disease from wearing, like, this rock and this, you know, quartz in his sock
did
for 2 years.
Did she tell you to put it and keep it in your pocket the first time?
No, not
you
the first time.
You made that up.
I made that decision.
But then you told her, and so she's like, well, I'll go with that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I screwed up. Because when I first had it, I said, okay, like, Lucky Charm, like, what am I going to do with it? You know, because I don't believe in this stuff. I never had one. So the first thing I did was, it was squared. If you look on my drum set, you can still see the glue mark. So I just glued it to my drum set. Who cares? You know what I mean? So I glued it to my drum set, and then we were packing up, like, 2 gigs later. It was laying on the floor. It had fallen off. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to lose this thing. Now I'm a little scared. So am I going to lose this thing? So now I got to keep it in my pocket. So I get my pot for a whole year for Alex.
That's for Alex.
Okay. Then that's rock.
I got
two.
More too.
Good, keep them coming.
Right,
so now, so now I gotta go find this lady.
Wow! Don't tell her where you kept it, because she's gonna tell you to keep the new one.
I'm gonna
in the
ask her. I'm gonna ask her. First, I'm gonna say hi to her daughters. Then I'm gonna go get my rock.
That's funny.
And now for some music from the WAG.
Time.
good story.
Do you remember that movie that we saw? And I can't really tell you much about it because I don't remember much, but there was a fortune teller thing in it.
Big?
No. It was like sort of a scary movie. And there was an old lady, and I think the fortune teller actually turned out to be a guy or something. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, it was a scary movie. And there was a house involved, and darn if I can remember what the heck it was. But
it's this, a scary movie, the house involved.
I know. I can't remember much about it.
Down.
And it was like a store, I think, or something. And come on, you want to watch this movie together. And
amazing how for 1 hour and a half you managed to say
he got her, and he's getting none. Couldn't wait.
I don't know the movie that you're talking about.
There was a book, I think.
Was it Stephen King?
Alex. No, I don't think it was Stephen King. Oh, this is going to drive me crazy until I remember it. Oh, and I'm sorry. At the end, I think the girl, like, died or she was like a blonde.
Oh my god, this is the most broad. You remember that movie, that scary movie with the house?
Scary movie with the house.
And at the very end, here's where it got weird and you never see this. Somebody died. Wow.
It's amazing how for 1 hour and a half you managed to say absolutely nothing.
Dr. Bellows, you are correct.
Oh, wait, and at the very end, she gets... No,
there were credits. Credits rolled. People left the theater.
But listen, at the very end, she got sucked down into the earth. Now that's...
It. Oh, that was a stupid movie.
What the heck?
She didn't say it was an Academy Award winner.
Drag Me to Hell.
Why did we watch that?
Because Ken thought it was going to be a good movie to watch on Halloween.
Oh, it's Ken's
fault.
Wait,
are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. None of that stuff that she said sounds familiar.
No, it was it.
Oh, wait a minute.
So you saw the same movie?
Yeah, she was a gypsy.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the movie, the girl is a... She
killed the gypsy by accident.
Yes, but she... No, did she kill her by accident? She, like, the girl's job is to, like, approve or deny, like...
Yeah!
Loans. And the woman was like losing her house or her something,
yeah.
And the girl denied, like the business was like, deny it, she has nothing, she has no whatever. I see you poised, and I know I'm not gonna like what you're about to do. But she denied her. She denied her loan, that's what it was. And the woman said, like, you have 3 days or whatever, or
yeah,
like you're gonna die in like 3 days or whatever. And the boyfriend, like, spends all this time trying to, like, reverse the curse or
right,
yeah,
right.
Whatever, yeah, it was.
Why did I start talking about
it? I don't know, but you were on a
roll. You're a fortune teller.
She was a gypsy.
You're making me think, like, that your fortune teller was like the old lady in the movie.
Oh.
That's all.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to find out. I got to find her in May, in Paramus.
She's going to drag you to hell.
Maybe.
Oh, God forbid.
Maybe.
He's already there.
Yeah.
Mentally, he's already there.
You check out your room before you actually move in.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
I used to work in Jersey City on Montgomery Avenue, right by, like, the Colgate clock, by the, like, right across from where the Twin Towers was. And there was one day when they actually sent a notice up to our office saying that we weren't allowed to leave the office from this time to this time because they were filming an episode of The Sopranos. And you actually saw out the window, like, the car with the camera on it and everything,
wow.
Following the car with the people. Yeah.
Neat.
The whole...
They have to, like, when they have those, one of those period movies, and this was in the book, because it was a true story. What's the name of that book? Remember the book with the pages? They got numbers on them. It's got a cover. What's the name of the book? In the Midnight in the Garden, Good and Even. In the Midnight of the Garden. In the, what is it?
In the Garden.
Midnight.
No. Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. The one main character in the play had this big house, and they were filming the movie Glory. In front of his house. Now, these are, you know, these old Georgian mansion things like that, and they, you know, they had everything period, so they tell people, take all, you know, pull your cars off, whatever.
Wow.
And everything like that. And this guy didn't want him filming in front of his house, so he hung this big swastika outside
man.
His thing because he just collected flag. Like, I mean, the guy, you know, they were trying to use it as evidence. This guy was like a Nazi and stuff like that, or I forget what the story was. He just happened to have the flag, and he's looking around saying, what can I hang that people would notice that this isn't the 1860s?
What does not belong here?
And he would drape this big swastika flag over his balcony so they couldn't film in front of his house.
That's kind of neat and interesting.
Yeah, no, it is interesting. That was a good book.
Ooh, I never read it.
That was a good book. And it was true.
Don't tell me, because now I want
to read it. It's a really good book.
Do you have it?
No. I read a book, it goes away.
Of course it does.
Well, no, I do the right thing. I don't throw it in the gutter. I just say, here, you read it. And then it moves on, and then it just moves on. And then when I run and read it again, I'll just buy it again.
Uh-huh.
Just in your back seat with your sweatpants.
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.
And now it's time for Brian O's musical quiz. Welcome back, everybody. We have our reigning champ, Alicia. This week we have Brian Mallory. And we have Sherry Matthews. We're going to play the musical quiz where I ask you a question, you tell me the answer. If you get it correct, you get the ding. If you get it wrong, you get the buzz. The winner is the last person standing, I guess. Although you're standing already, Bri, so I don't know. In this game, there is a lifeline. If you're unsure of the answer, you can use your lifeline. Try to remember that. Nobody's been using their lifeline. Now, I have a default lifeline. I'm not saying who it is, but I will let you know that when it comes down to it. And the champ also gets to pick a lifeline. And that would be Alicia this week.
So again.
So yes, Alicia is
bitter much.
two-time champ, Alicia Van Sant. All right. This week, I'm going to ask you questions about song characters. I'm going to say a line of the song. You tell me who the person is, or it could be a person, it could be an animal, it could be whatever. I don't know. But let's start off. Let's start off with Sherry this week, shall we?
Sweet.
All right, Sherry. Who was a bullfrog and was a good friend of mine?
Jeremiah.
Correct. Alicia.
Yes.
Who took the...
Oh, I'm sorry, who?
Champ. Okay. Who took the trolley to the jeweler's store?
Desmond.
Correct. Brian. Oh, we're going back. Brian, there's a wild card question for you.
Wild.
Brian. Now, the wild card doesn't necessarily mean it's a song character. It could be anything from any of the quizzes in the past.
Got it.
Brian, who built this city on rock and roll?
I'm going to say Starship.
You are correct. I believe it was Jefferson Starship, but you know what? It could have been Starship,
no,
and either way...
No, it was just Starship.
Well, then there you go. There's an extra ding for you, Brian. Okay. Sherry.
Extra ding.
Are you ready, Sherry?
Yes.
Okay, the morning sun, when it's in her face, really shows her age.
Ooh. Lifeline.
Oh, okay, a lifeline choice. Alicia, who is your lifeline that you can give to Sherry?
Me.
No, the lifeline's got to be somebody Sherry has to call. Now, Sherry.
Are you sure? Because I know the answer and I can just tell her. Yes,
Sherry.
Yes.
Now, listen, this is important. If you don't want to call this person, you don't have to, and you can just forfeit. Okay?
Oh, God.
So,
shout across the table. That'll count. Get
no.
Your cell phone.
Oh. Alicia, pick a lifeline that Sherry can call.
She knows it.
You can't be her lifeline. You're competing against her.
I like her.
I know. Okay, well, you know what? If you can't come up with a lifeline, then my lifeline is the only lifeline Sherry gets to choose from.
Sherry, who do you want to call?
That's it. Okay, my lifeline is Sherry's only lifeline.
I didn't even get a chance to answer.
My lifeline is Brian Mallory's mother.
Oh.
Would you like to use Brian Mallory's mother for this question? Okay. Now, for this, we should pause the music and make the phone call.
You ask her for me because I'm not going to remember the question, but tell her what's going on.
Dialing mother.
You sound like Norman Bates.
Maybe you should do the introductory to your mother, though.
We'll see. This is a question.
No, he's going to see all the other questions.
Do you know the answer?
Hello.
Hello. What are you doing?
Whitley is smoking. What's the matter?
You're outside. Where were you?
Smoking.
Outside Whitley is smoking.
Oh,
we're
okay.
Just having a cigarette.
Okay. Okay, we have...
The kids weren't here. They just didn't answer the phone.
All right, all right. Listen... We're playing a game, and the person needs a lifeline, and you've been chosen as the lifeline.
Wait a minute, am I on the radio?
Yeah, you're on the radio.
I need your help, please.
That's Sherry.
Hi, how are you, Mrs. Mowry?
Oh. Hi.
All right, this is a musical kind of quiz. I'm going to give you a phrase from a song, and then you have to tell me who he's singing about, okay? Now think, you should know this one. The morning sun, when it's in her face, really shows her age. Who is that person?
Can you sing the song?
No.
Well, I can't. You can try. The morning sun, when it's in her face...
I know. It's John Denver.
Okay. All right. Here's the
old... He's singing the song, maybe.
You're wrong. You're wrong!
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. Thank you for helping.
All right.
Thank you for trying.
All right, if we need another lifeline, we'll call you back.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Sherry, do you want to go with Don Denver?
Can I say no?
Either way, you're going to lose. Either way, you're losing.
I lose.
Sherry, I am sorry.
You're wrong.
So sorry. Alicia.
I who?
Champ. I didn't even know if it's your turn.
Yeah, I'm going.
Okay. Who did I start with this week?
Sherry.
I started with Sherry. Okay. All right. Alicia.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Champ. You saw her name and number on the wall. This is a flashback. Yes. Very good.
Do I get extra credit?
No.
Oh,
there's no extra credit. Brian. You have to get this right, otherwise the champ wins yet again. She's the one for me. She's the kind of girl makes you feel nice.
Sounds familiar, though.
Oh, no.
Wait.
Oh, did you want to change your lifeline?
You're wrong! I call my mother?
No.
Okay, well then, the champ wins yet again. That's three in a row. And now, I am your host, Brian Ostering. Please spay or neuter your pets and have a wonderful week.
Please keep in touch with the show via email at imaginaryradio@optonline.net and look us up on Facebook.
Do you know that there's a Pez memorabilia museum in, I think it says Burlingame, California?
I'm not surprised.
Can't read my own writing. I checked out their website. Like every Pez dispenser that was ever made since, I don't know, when that came out, maybe the 20s, 30s, I don't know. Maybe it was the 40s or 50s. Or 60s or 70s. There we go. We covered them all now, right? but there are people that actually go to the museum and like, you know, stand next to a giant Pez dispenser and get their
photo
taken.
People collect things. People are naughty when they collect things.
But would you do that? Sure, if you went to Burling, whatever, California, would you go into the Pez Museum and take a picture of yourself at the Pez Museum?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
You know what I would do?
I'd find my favorite Pez.
I would go and find, like, the Pez, like, from here down, and I would go and stand behind it and do that.
Yeah, put your neck up.
What made them create it so that, like, the little character throws up a pink piece of square or whatever that you gotta eat it.
I actually know, but I can't remember. Like, I read something about that one time a long time ago.
Bleh. Here's
but
your
Pez.
It's
like its neck.
Yeah, it's like an Adam's apple.
Yeah. So you don't have to touch it.
I remember, like, you would get that. Like, we would get that growing up. And Easter, actually. Yeah, in our Easter baskets, we would get a little Pez chicken or whatever it was. I don't know. And... Once it was gone, once the the neck candy was gone. That was it. You had the dispenser. But the cool thing was that...
Hey, baby, how about some neck candy?
Neck candy.
The cool thing is, you just turned the show a little... oh, it's nice. Nice. He's splashing his neck.
Wow. I'm turned on.
Anyway, didn't know there was refills, you know, because you're a kid. Like, you oh, I'm done. Down. Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, or eventually it just gets thrown away, but you could buy refills. So you could keep that dispenser going forever, really. You could have the same dispenser. You could have your Donald Duck dispenser from 1970, whatever, and still be using it.
So what kind of dispensers did you see on the website?
I saw Donald Duck. I don't know, Woody Woodpecker, like the Looney Tunes people, Snoopy, and...
He's not Looney Tunes.
And I know he's not, but... And then just some weird ones.
Famous people out of Pez.
Yeah, no,
they do like bobbleheads or something.
I saw
a famous person.
They had like the Star Trek characters. It was just weird. It was just a weird museum. And you know what? I guess Sherry, like I would do the same thing.
People collect anything.
If I'm in Burlingame, California, I may as well stop into the Pez Museum. I mean, it would make a funny story or a funny photograph, I guess.
Sure.
I collect those tops of shoe shine boxes. Those little,
Yeah, because you use them when you're playing.
Yeah, I bought one when it's
that
the
little,
top
the
of
iron
a
thing.
The old shoe shine box where you put your foot. There's a it's like a
yeah,
little
like
piece
a little
of metal and it's kind of shaped like a little foot. And you put your foot on there and the guy with the towel.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So then they always get separated from the shoeshine box.
Oh, so that was attached to a box.
Yeah, it's attached to the shoeshine box. So I said, "Oh, this is good." I, you know, because when we play, I can put my foot on and then rest the guitar on it and play. So I said, "Okay, this is great." So then I saw one, and then like an hour later, I saw another one. I'm like, "Oh, I gotta get it." So now every time I see one, I buy it and for no reason. I have seven of them. I don't even collect them.
Wow, that's a collection that just started out of...
Yeah, it's weird. Whenever I see it, I have to buy one.
See, that's weird because last night I was talking with Sherry about, like, memory boxes and stuff like that. Like, we were talking about weeding stuff out because as you get older, you collect a lot of stuff. Like, what do you do? I mean, you know,
it's a bonfire.
Well, I mean, yeah, maybe you're... Yeah, it's easier for you to part with things.
I can't throw out my high school notes. Remember all the notes you pass around in the classroom?
Yeah. Oh,
I cannot. I go through them. It's like a diary of high school.
Yeah, I finally did that recently. But my friend Donna, oh my gosh, she's so hysterically funny because she always leaves out either letters or entire words out of sentences. She would have me cracking up. And now we're friends on Facebook, and she still does it. And I called her on it the other day. I'm like, you just did it again. She's like, well, something's never changed. I just threw out those letters not that long ago.
And I was telling Sherry that, like, I just don't deal with it. I have it. It's all in a box. It's labeled. It's in the attic. At some point, I guess I should go through it and like throw half of it away. Maybe I don't know.
If you got the room,
yeah. But do you want to like? You're talking about starting new collections. Like I'm very,
but you don't have to
particular
start
with
collection.
That stuff. Like I don't want to become the hoarder.
No, that's not a collection. That's your life.
Yeah,
that's not a collection. I'm collecting shoeshine feet. It's not part of my life.
It is now.
I think so.
You may be known for that.
It's assumed.
Assumed.
What?
Assumed. What? I spend some time on it. Is what I do.
So when somebody needs to know something about the Alamo, they call Phil Collins. But when they need to know about shoeshine box tops, they call Brian Mallory.
Of course.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.